My name is Shelton Williams. I go by Shelly. I'm a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm currently in Washington, D.C., where I'm founder and president of the Osgood Center for International Studies. As everybody would rightly acknowledge, it was a perfect place on earth. It was the 40 acres. It was distinctive in terms of its architecture. I think it had around 24,000 students. It was academically pretty rigorous. We were told that if you had to take freshman English, then you probably wouldn't make more than a C. A lot of people were anxious about their grades, but it was all UT. I mean, it was football, it was fraternities and sororities, which I abhorred, and lots of activities on campus and off. Just the beginning of things in the music era, because Janis Joplin was one of our incoming freshmen the same year I was. The tower always had double meaning for us to begin with. It's kind of the way you found your way home. It was the University of Texas, and it still is, in my opinion. It's also the place where Charles Whitman shot people. In my senior year, spring of my senior year, I took a political history class in the architecture building. I came early for class. I sat in a windowsill. In the windowsill to my left was Charles Whitman, and he talked to some of his hangers-on and other people, and he was pretty vocal about his love of guns, his love of killing, his love of being a bad boy. And I thought he was a dangerous person even when I encountered him at that time. Yeah, he seemed to have two or three people who liked to egg him on, talk to him about being a sniper, talk to him about being in the Marines, talk to him about Vietnam, and he bragged about if he were there, he would, how many people he would kill and things of that sort. And I heard him, and I went home and told my wife that if this guy ever does something violent, they better not say he's not the kind of person who would do that, because I thought he was. I remembered him very well. I call him Charlie Fingernails because every time I saw him alone, he was chewing his fingernails. And it was both disgusting and frightening. It just hurt me even to look at him. My wife worked on campus. She worked in the Ed Psych program in Sutton Hall. And her little sister was visiting. And I was showing her sister around, and we were driving. And the thing I'll remember the most is that just before we got to the campus, just about 24th and Guadalupe, right next to what was then the theater, the little sister, her name was Tyra, said, the thing I love about Austin is that there's always something happening. And we drove about half a block in front of the University of Co-op, and I heard shooting, and I knew it was shooting. I recognized it, and I looked out and looked up. I saw people looking up, and I looked up, and I realized that there was somebody up there shooting. So I was in a little red Ford Mustang, brand new, and I put it in reverse, and I drove on the wrong side of the street backwards towards 24th Street. I turned the corner backwards, people honking at me, parked the car up on the curb, got out and stood in the middle of 24th and Guadalupe and told people approaching the campus to stop. What I saw, what I remember seeing, were people scattering. I saw a man leaning behind one of those little retaining walls that's just right there as you enter the campus. I saw him ducking back away from the firing. I rolled down my window and I said, "Where's it coming from?" And he pointed over his head up toward the tower. I couldn't get hold of my parents. I couldn't get hold of the people back in Odessa. I didn't talk to them until 24 hours later. And they didn't know if I were alive or dead. My mother assumed I was dead, but I did finally talk to them. A lot of people just didn't know. Texans had to live with the fact of Charles Whitman, but we'd also gone through the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And a lot of people thought Texas killed Kennedy. So it was an unfortunate reputation. It created tensions in the lives of the people who were there. My wife and I were walking down a Washington street just about 3 weeks after the event, and a car backfired, and we jumped behind a fence. And people thought we were crazy. Students were on their own. They were basically sort of just pretend like nothing's happened. Just go on about your life. And the issues of mental health that this society has always been plagued with, but never really addressed, need to be addressed. Unfortunately, now in high schools and colleges, we have more access to counseling, but there's still a lot of pressure. Sometimes I think everything could have ended that day. It could have been the end of my life. It could have been the end of my wife's life. It could have been the end of her sister's life. It was the end of a lot of other people's lives who had productive and valuable talents that they could have shared with the world. And those were gone in an instant.